This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel has withdrawn from a hospital in Gaza. It says it killed hundreds of militants there. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest on this story.
Hundreds of people returned to Shifa Hospital and the surrounding area after the withdrawal early Monday, where they found bodies inside and outside of the facility. The military has described the raid as one of the most successful operations of the nearly six-month war, saying it killed scores of Hamas and other militants, as well as seizing valuable intelligence. The head of the World Health Organization said late on Sunday that 21 patients at least had died during a raid, and more than 100 were in dire conditions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Crews continued their complicated work at the site of that collapsed bridge in Baltimore that fell down when a cargo ship hit it. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says lots of people across the country are feeling the effects of this because the port of Baltimore is one of the busiest in the nation.
This is not just impacting Maryland. This is impacting the farmer in Kentucky. It's impacting the auto dealer in Ohio. It's impacting the restaurant in Louisiana and in Tennessee. This is impacting the entire country.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore. He was on Fox News Sunday. This morning in Russia, they are calling off a rescue effort for 13 workers trapped deep underground in a collapsed gold mine. They have now declared the workers dead. Police in Nashville, Tennessee have been looking for a man who opened fire at a restaurant on Sunday, killing one person. Five others were injured. Police say the suspect and the man who had died got into an argument. Seven young people between the ages of 12 and 17 were wounded in a shooting outside a shopping mall in Indianapolis on Saturday night. No arrests yet. This is AP News. Now to black patients and kidney transplants. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest.
More than 14,000 black candidates for a kidney transplant have been moved up on the priority list. That's because a once widely used test overestimated how well black people's kidneys were functioning, making them look healthier than they really were. 29-year-old Jasmine Evans, who was diagnosed with stage 3 chronic kidney disease when she was 17, says she was shocked when she received a letter stating that a kidney transplant had been considered low priority for her just because of her race.
This is saying that I should have been on the list in 2015. I didn't get on the list until 2019.
Dr. Michelle Morris is New York City's chief medical officer.
This is a great example of the fact that actually health inequities are completely avoidable. They're unjust and they're remediable.
I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.